the government hopes that incentives can help alleviate Beijing's worsening air pollution, a significant part of which is blamed on motor vehicles. But most potential car buyers think that the new energy vehicles, predominantly battery-driven ones, may not bring about the convenience they want, at least not at present.
It takes more than 100,000 yuan with government subsidies to purchase an electric vehicle, limited to just about a 100 kilometer range. This is definitely not cost effective in a big city like Beijing.
Many say that the short battery life and the lack of charging facilities are hindering consumer appetites for the use of electric vehicles. Zhuo Shichuan, an official from China Center for Information Industry Development, believes it may take a while for people to accept new energy vehicles, and it would be more effective if guiding policies were adopted in a gradual manner. As for government subsidies, he suggests that any manufacturer should be entitled to them as long as they can develop products that raise energy efficiency by a designated margin, and not necessarily only for electric vehicles.
Because of government subsidies, many car makers have rushed to manufacture electric vehicles. But only a very limited number of car makers can produce up to standard electric vehicles.
Experts also worry that incentives could worsen Beijing's traffic jams, another factor that compromises quality of life in Beijing. Vehicle-related policies over the past years have reportedly resulted in an explosive increase of cars on the road. Ma Jun, Director of Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs, says lessons should be learned from policy failures.
The problem is these electric cars are not to replace the cars already on the road. Without being subject to the lottery system for car registration, electric cars will add to the number of vehicles on the road and therefore make traffic jams in Beijing even worse.
And given the fact that the policy favored new energy vehicles seem to be limited only to battery-driven cars, Ma says solutions for battery pollution must be put in place.
We should not postpone the solution of these problems, otherwise we may once again face an awkward situation. The batteries of the electric cars are very likely to cause environmental issues, and it will be very costly to solve these problems.
Experts warn that given the size of Beijing, which is home to more than 23 million people, and the intertwining nature of modern city life, any public policies would have magnifying effects in multi-sectors. Therefore, they should be worked out as part of overall smart city planning strategies. For CRI, I'm Xiaoyi.